Welcome to the e-commerce playbook brought to you by IWD Agency, where we share tools, tips, and tactics from industry-leading experts to help you take your e-commerce game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Joe McFerrin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the e-commerce playbook. This is Joe McFerrin with IWD Agency, and I've got James with me here today. He's one of our account managers at IWD Agency.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how's it going, James?
Good. Yeah,
so good today we're covering an interesting topic, a hot topic, especially in the Magento ecosystem, but I think in the web in general is PWA. What's your thoughts on PWA? What is it? What does it stand for?
It's a popular question. I probably know just enough about it to step out of my bounds, you know, like our developers back at IWD are cringing a bit now, but, you know, what I think about it is, I'm definitely encouraged by it. You know, I a couple of years ago kind of put my eggs in the basket of accelerated mobile pages. You know, I thought that was going to be the future. I still think there's some application for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I hedged a little bit when PWA came out, you know, thinking about the grief that everyone gave me for putting my eggs in the AM, you know, in the AMP basket.
Yeah.
But I know a little bit more about it now, and I've explored it a little bit. So I think there's probably two components. PWA that we talk about is progressive web applications, mm-hmm. progressive web apps. So it's some technology, some tools, some code, some processes that have been kind of created in the last few years. And a couple of those are React and GraphQL, mm-hmm. for example. And I think those were developed in-house at Facebook. So, you know, finally something positive came from Facebook. Mm-hmm. So they developed it internally and they, released it. I think that one of those two was had kind of a community-based, you know, working on it in addition to Facebook, but really now it's released for general release. So it became available to the public, you know, to civilians like us.
Yeah.
And that technology that wasn't available before has really changed the front end experience, both from a development side and from the experience side of us as consumer, you know, web consumers, not being developers. Mm-hmm. And that experience is when they decouple it, when they pull the front end off and the front end is allows you to interface on the e-commerce side, you know, with the catalog and the products using different front ends. So that experience is a front end experience and a back end experience. And you can have different methods of accessing the database, different front end experiences.
Sure.
A PWA is pretty cool because the experience for us as consumers, again, is kind of a native experience where it looks like an app mm-hmm. on your phone and acts like an app on your phone. Mm-hmm. And it crosses all browsers also. So okay. whether you're on a desktop or on a mobile device, mm-hmm. the experience is the same. But mm-hmm. specifically on a mobile device, it kind of looks and feels like an app. Has the ability to have something, they use something called service workers, specifically like for the Magento experience, that allows you to have some offline functionality, which is cool because it caches a bunch of content to your phone, allows you to look at products and things, even when you're offline. And then when your connectivity is restored, then service workers resynchronizes and, you know, pushes the products, adds them to your cart and things like that.
Yeah.
So people are pretty excited about it.
So some of the benefits, is there a performance benefit or?
Definite performance benefit. Yeah. Lightning fast, you know, much, much faster experience. Mm-hmm. I think that comes from this new technology that, you know, the new stack really that's mm-hmm. been leveraged for that.
And there's an offline component too, right? So
the offline component is, uses lots of things, but service workers is what I'm familiar with. So that allows you to, you know, cache this information to your phone, like an app that you can use when you're in the airplane, mm-hmm. but really think about the ability to shop while you're flying. Not that we have to shop more, but shop while you're flying is mm-hmm. an example.
Yeah.
And then, once you have connectivity again, it goes back and resynchronizes and does what it has to do. So,
yeah.
And then from the Magento side, there's the PWA Studio. And so those two kind of things are kind of colluded in my brain and probably everybody's brain. But PWA Studio is something Magento is working on internally. And we were able to visit Adobe and Magento and sit through kind of the head architect. And he walked through what it is. And PWA Studio is a set of front-end development tools that they have bundled together that allows developers to create these front-end experiences for specifically for Magento.
Yeah.
And there are different PWA Studios. There's Beta and VHS going on a little bit, I think, in the community. Mm-hmm. But PW Studio is specifically something Magento has put together, actually with Google, is my understanding. Mm-hmm. Google and Magento are working together on.
Interesting. So if I have a site and it's all Magento, that's the world we live in, and I want to move it to PWA, is there a switch I can flip, or do I have to redevelop stuff? Do I have to retheme it? What's the process to get to PWA?
Yeah, so with 2.3, what's changed in 2.3 is, well, there is no switch, mm-hmm. But there is a method for doing that that's in the more recent version of Magento. But you need to work with a Magento partner, mm-hmm. yeah. like IWD,
yeah.
and work work on that front end experience. And you could still have your native experience, the web that we've always experienced, the HTML, JavaScript, CSS, mm-hmm. and then you could also have a PWA specific experience, and that experience could be the visually the same, I guess, or mm-hmm. it could be different.
Yeah. Okay, and then you could send users, depending on if they're on mobile, to the PWA experience or to the native experience.
That's right.
Okay, excellent. Well, excellent. A lot of information. I appreciate you covering that with us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, appreciate thanks. It. Bye.